Well, Coach, overall a really good night. Guys were able to pick up two more dual team wins, and just got to be pretty pleased with a lot of the things you saw tonight.
Yeah, I am. I think Roxana came out prepared for us and everything, caught us off guard in a couple matches. They wrestled really tough against us, and I'm glad to see, we were able to bounce back, and a couple kids came out with some big wins.
I felt like the biggest win of the night was at 106 with Caden Doherty, for a freshman, I believe, to come out and just have the poise that he did. I'm sure that's something that you got to be really impressed with.
I'm very pleased with how he's performing right now. He did come through with us in this win, but not only this win, but against Muhammad Seymour, came down to his final match. And, you know, for a freshman to step up like that, that just shows what kind of character and how hard he's been working. So I'm looking for big things out of him this year.
Felt like you guys were able to put the Hillsborough match behind you behind you pretty quick, and really just came out and kind of dominated Hillsborough from the get-go.
Yeah, I think the in-between match speech with them kind of got their fire back under their butts and everything. There was some performances that, you know, just didn't settle right with me at the Roxana match, and, you know, those were some wrongs that we have to right. And that has to start in the practice room.
And of course, I know that's one thing as a coach, you hate to see it no matter what, but I'm sure you'd rather see it in early December while you still have time to work on and time to correct it before the guys kind of get too complacent, so to speak.
Yes, sir. I mean, that's the thing we're battling right now. We got a few injuries in our lineup, so some other kids are stepping up and getting some varsity experience, which is very nice. So, overall, we just got to keep working, keep getting better, keep loving the sport, and just being open-minded to the training.
I felt like that's one thing that you guys have done really well over the past years is being able to respond to injuries and make key lineup changes.
Yeah, that's a great thing about Vandalia Wrestling is we have, our lineup is really deep. You know, if kids have to sit out for an injury, people step up, and that goes all the way down to our little kids' room. I mean, we just have great numbers, and it just keeps building, which is very good for Vandalia community.
And I'm sure it makes for a lot of competitive practices whenever you have guys that are on the fringe and guys that are battling for that last spot because, they want to do whatever they can to help the team. And I'm sure those practices get really competitive, and it's one of those things that just only helps the program grow.
Yeah, that's the biggest thing right there is, kids just being hungry to get on the mat just to be a starter in our program, And that's what makes Vandalia Wrestling, very unique. Because there are kids that, are backups and, chomping at the bit to get in the varsity spot, and they just keep challenging each other, so that makes them better.
I felt like this is a team that isn't quite as dominant as last year's was in terms of the guys he had unfortunately lost to the graduation, but with key guys like Ross Miller and Max Philpott and Dominic Squires coming back, how big is it for those guys to kind of be the leaders?
It is big because, last year, you have your, Caden Tidwell and Tyson Waffle and, those big names right there that did graduate. And, even though we might, on paper, might not be dominant, these kids just keep improving. And I can honestly say, we are getting better and, hopefully, we show it in February.
That's one thing, too, as a team, you never want to peak in December, especially whenever it's this early into the year.
And that's huge right there. Just maintaining to stay hungry, stay loving the sport, always looking to score. And that's what I'm kind of trying to give our kids the opportunities. Some of these kids that, are stepping up right now because of injuries, hopefully those kids that have the injuries stay hungry for whenever they return. And, we just show our best performance in February.
Got your first home quad on Saturday, weather permitting, so I'm sure you guys are chomping at the bit to finally be at home.
Yes, sir. It's going to be some big duels in there. Tolono's ranked third, and Oakwood, I believe, is ranked fifth or sixth. And they both have hammers and everything. We just have to prepare for what they have to offer, and hopefully come out with some big wins there.